The good evening, city councilors, man, mayor, city manager, my friends, and hello out there in TV land, Adam. I hope you can hear me all right. The city manager spoke to me today, and he said that he needs to tell Company A or Company B who gets the next revaluation contract. And the answer, city council, has to be C, no revaluation. We are paying dearly for the one that just happened. And we don't need another revaluation. Things are very unsettled right now, particularly in the South End. I would ask that you please say no to small wireless towers and 5G on the South End and to another revaluation. We don't plan to fail. We fail to plan. And we need to throw that ordinance number 3 back to the planning board and take a moratorium on, just freeze that until we go back to move ahead, because we have not done right for the people in failing to plan what would be allowed. And this ordinance ought not to pass until it's had more work done. A woman told me that her phone bill went from $30 to $400 a month, and that was with Fairpoint. Landlines are very reliable, and they pose no health risk, and under law, are more private. Village Shoop reports 30 to 60 antennas per mile for each major carrier, meaning that the proposal is for hundreds of antennas in the city. CMP wires have to be 40 feet off the ground. That's because they pose a risk electromagnetically to human beings. So when you see a bunch of wires, the highest one up there is going to be the electric. The proposal that I read is like 20 feet in some cases on a pole. And here in the city, a woman pointed one out to me. And I won't embarrass that person, but they kept dropping things around it repeatedly. So there are effects that we are not studying. And I would like to hear from the fellow that is the expert. I think all of the city would. Went into Rockland Cafe, and the daughter of the owner said she hates the Wi-Fi everywhere because she's from out of state. So they put up a sign. And when you go to Rockland Cafe, it says, no, we don't have Wi-Fi. Pretend it's 1995 and talk to each other. And they do a booming business. They don't care. Once they enjoy the food and they're talking to each other, things get normal. So I haven't heard any great call for increase of Wi-Fi's to boxes everywhere. We can't even get a plastic bag at the grocery store. And you want to hang plastic boxes all over the city. So which side are we on here? I mean, for what? For the sake of the 20 to 40-year-olds that want to play a video game on their smartphones, which distract from working productive citizens. Now I want to go back into history. Christopher Columbus brought smallpox, wiped out a lot of Native Americans. And brought syphilis back to Europe.
30 seconds, Beth.
Bubonic plague spread by fleas infected by animals in 1500 that began in Wuhan, China. Dangerous carcinogenic 5G cell towers destroy property values and weaken immune systems. By 2019, when COVID began, Wuhan, China had just installed 10,000 5G base stations.
That's time, Beth.
Thank you so much, Madam Mayor. And I appreciate you, Adam, out in TV land. And can we fix the squiggly lines, please? It's hard to see at home. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth.